we come in praise of the sun.
Sunset. Such a lovely place.
Melodic, euphoric, beautiful, blissful.
Beautiful. It's definitely dirty.
Let's go.
That's where to hang out.
From the beach to the dance floor.
Eclectic electronic music.
The sound of endless summer.
Chicane. Presents
Sunsets.
Hey guys, welcome back to Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, direct from a extremely very hot and sweaty studio up here in the mountains. You'd think living in the mountains would be cool. Well, in the summer, let me tell you, I've just looked at the forecast for the next 5 days and it's 34, 35, 35, 34, 34. I like a bit of heat, but I think I'm hot. We're hotter than Ibiza right now. Anyway, let's not complain. It could be raining. I hope you've all had a good week and you're in the mood for another 60 minutes of eclectic music from down tempo, chill breaks to progressive house and everything in between. Now, as always, I'm going to take you on a little journey from the beach to the dance floor with tracks from Eric Pritz, Alex H, a guy called Gerald, and Angelo Bandentalamenti, that's not how you pronounce it, obviously, for the soundtrack selection. We'll also be talking Glastonbury, Apple Music, and handing over to one of you guys. But first up, this is Nitin Sawhney, and I love this tune.
From the beach to the dance floor.
Chicane Sunsets.
We are free to be free. Thank you.
Chicane presents Sunsets. Love and understanding.
Chicane Sunsets.
Become part of the Sunset Nation.
We'll be right back.
So that was Long Arm from D-Day One. He's like an American music producer, DJ and songwriter from Los Angeles, California. And before that, I played you Back in the Day, and it was kind of our looking back tune for this week. Voodoo Ray by a guy called Gerald. I mean, that track really kicked off very early on the British house sort of music scene and the Manchester sort of activity that went on in the early 90s. Gerald then went on to form the legendary 808 State with Graham Massey and Martin Price. We must play some of their stuff in the next episodes. So listen, you're listening to Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, and now it is time to hand over to one of you lot for the soundtrack selection. Now, every week we ask people to call the voicemail, say hello, and tell us about your favourite piece of music from film or TV. And if you're a regular listener and you've not done it yet, make it this week that you give me a call. The number is +44 800 776 5112. One more time, +44 800 776 5112. Give me a call. So this week's choice is all the way from Brian in Kent, and it is from a 1996 David Lynch film of Twin Peaks fame. So check this out.
Hi Nick, my name is Brian Lord. I'm a Dartford in Kent. I'm a big fan of the films of David Lynch and his collaborations with Angelo Badalamenti. There's many tunes I can recommend from them, but the track I'd like to highlight this show is entitled Fred's World. It's on the soundtrack of the film Lost Highway. For me, it's quintessential Badalamenti. It's hauntingly beautiful and fragile. It feels like it's just a heartbeat away from the darkness that lies beneath the surface, despite Lynch's films. This rears its head at the end with a very unsettling and evil laugh. Cheers, Nick. Loved your music for many years. I think far from Made in Clouds, I think my highest played album ever, alongside Prince's Sign of the Times and these weekly sunsets that just sort of dots ordered, pointing me towards music that I wasn't aware of. Thanks, man. Oh, by the way, the opening tune of Lost Highway soundtrack is not a well-known dance number by David Bowie. It's pretty cool, you know, with good sort of dance beats, which is not unlike yourself, Nick. Here's what I'm getting out of here now. All right, cheers, mate. Bye.
Sunsets, 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 sunsets. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Sunsets. Find us online at chicanemusic.com.
heard Eric Prydz and Generate, remixed by Kolsch. And here's a good little tip. Right now on Eric Prydz's SoundCloud page, he's posted his entire set from EDC, I think, Electric Daisy Carnival, I think that is it, guys. Which is free to download. I don't know how long it is or how long it'll be up there for, so go and grab it while you can. And talking of festivals, now, how many of you lot caught any of Glastonbury at the weekend, either on TV or actually in person this year? Well, I did, and I think there was good and bad. I watched the beginning of Kanye's set, and the big rig, the big lighting rig descended and sort of span around, and I thought that was pretty cool. I actually really liked that for the opening number. I thought it was really moody, set the scene, it was kind of exciting. But then proceeded to stay down for the entire set and kind of was like watching a show through a letterbox in some ways. I thought that was a bit disappointing. It started off really good and could have been something much more exciting, but Kanye is a poet and doesn't know it, maybe. I don't know, you tell me. I'm not the biggest Kanye West fan. I think for someone to come on and tell everyone that he is the biggest thing in rock and roll right now and come on and be just okay is one thing. Now, the person that came on and really surprised me and I think shocked quite a lot of people was the old guard, Mr. Lionel Richie of all people. Now, again, I'm not a huge Lionel Richie fan, but I watched it. I think he had the biggest crowd of the festival. He came on, he killed it, he absolutely nailed it. He played hit after hit, and it just sounded fantastic and really worked. And it was kind of a bit of a wake-up call for all those pretenders to the crown right now who think they are it. Well, go and re-listen and have a look at Lionel's set at Glastonbury if you can. It was amazing, and just because of that, we're going to drop one of his tunes. This is My Destiny. Take it away, Mr. Richie.
You came in. That's what my little heart was looking for. Laughter in the rain. Feeling like a fool in love again. Oh, the laughter came when the tears stopped falling. Love the magic of your spell. How much joy we'll have together, only time will tell. Oh, the laughter came when the tears stopped falling. Now all I do is just call your name.
I just call your name.
My one and only. You get
melodic, euphoric, beautiful, blissful. This is Chicane.
Okay, that was Blood Groove and Kickies. I'm not sure. I don't know. Kicks? Is it Kicks? Kickies? That was Blood Groove and Kickies with a track called Lift, remixed by the Sunny Terrace guys, a producer from South Korea. And we've played quite a few bits of his in the last 12 months, so we like that. Now, moving swiftly on into a quick bit of dance music news then. So the last 7 days, of course, is sort of been swamped with Apple Music. It launched on Tuesday alongside the radio station's Beats One with a 3-month free trial, hoping to take on and destroy the likes of Spotify and change the music streaming business forever. I think we'd all be interested to know what you think, whether you've tried it out yet. I think the jury is out, and we'll see how that takes place. I did see, though, that Zane Lowe had some technical issues. It went off on air, and the first half an hour of the show, they didn't realise they were on air, and he was chatting away to his producer. That was rather unfortunate. But let's see. The Chemical Brothers were another act who came back with a bang last weekend at Glastonbury. They've been talking about the EDM scene in an interview with the Observer newspaper. and taking their sound to the US. I'm sure they've already been to the US with their sound, but Ed Simmons, who's not playing the live shows due to academic commitments, which is rather strange. We played in America recently, and every record sounded Benny Benassi. I think, I'm not sure Benny would be happy about that. I know that sounds like your dad wandering into Top of the Pops and saying it all sounds the same, but it did sound the same, and I think I'll keep my opinions to myself. I think that's just pretty much how we all feel about that kind of sound at the minute. It's dying a slow, horrible death, I think. I think the UK and the Europeans have moved back into house music, and it's, you know, it's very current right now, and Ibiza's full of those sort of tunes, you know, not that noisy festival American gibberish that we've been subjected to for the last 2 years. I love it, really. I can't get enough of it. We should play some more on the show. Back to the music, guys. And this is a guy called Sebastian Busto, not Basto, Busto. The Tech Tower remix of a tune called The People We Used to Be.
Chicane. Presents Sunsets. Chicane Sunsets.
Find us online at chicanemusic.com.
For this week, I'm afraid, but next week is the 50th episode of Sunsets. It's a big milestone for the show, so we'll be getting our party hats on and blowing out some candles. I might trawl back through the first 50 shows and see what was the very best tunes that we've dropped. So we'll be looking at that. And if you are in Ibiza early next week, you will catch me floating about on a boat again. Misbehaving on the sea. Listen, a massive thank you for everyone that supported the show since we started. Really appreciate it. And if you've got anything you'd really especially like me to play, then give me a shout through Twitter at Nick Chicane or the Facebook through Chicane Music. Until then, guys, I am going to leave you with Slim Colt and a tune called Livy. I'll see you next week, guys. Ciao.
Sunsets.
Keep in touch and get a full track listing for this week's show at facebook.com/chicane music. Sunsets is a Distorted production. This is distorted.com.